Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. Here with the name you know. It feels like I interview you every 3 or 4 months, but I mean, this might be the last interview I ever do with you.
I wouldn't say that. Let's just let the record be known that you were not always ready, and there's mics. I don't know how old is that machine over there, by the way?
It's not old. Hey, this is the same equipment used as... Such as Hollywood stars like Chris Van Vliet use this. Okay. He uses this as well.
Charger?
No, because it runs on AA batteries.
Can you get a charger?
Like it's a Talkboy FX.
I guarantee you can get a charger for that. No,
maybe. I doubt it.
We're sharing the mic here.
We're sharing the mic. I got an extra one right back here, just in case. Because there was one time I did 70 minutes with Dan Severn and it didn't get anything, and that's not the kind of person you want to do 70 minutes
Absolutely
with.
Absolutely not. No,
but. GCW Homecoming is next weekend. I really wanted to talk to you before this because my first question is, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I'm going to walk in there, major pod champ, internet champ, walk out with, obviously, those titles are not on the line, still be the major pod champ, still be the internet champ, but I will be the GCW champ. So that's what I'm thinking, really.
So, I mean, this is quite literally one of the hottest things in wrestling right now.
No BS. Nick Gage is legit. He's no joke. I don't take him lightly. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't afraid, right? Because we all saw Dark Side of the Ring. He definitely has a couple of screws loose, but so do I guess. And he has more to lose than I do, because if I walk in, right, hypothetically, I walk in, I get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
I lose.
Yeah.
No big deal. Everybody expects me to lose.
Yeah.
But if he loses to me, his shtick is done. Right?
Yeah.
MDK, Dark Side of the Ring, it's over, because I beat him. It's done.
So what... first motivated you to target Nick Gage? Because one, that's whether it's within the world of professional wrestling or well outside of it, that's a pretty dangerous thing.
Yeah, so I don't know who started this on Twitter, if it was a fan asking a question I responded, or if he said something I responded, but it turned into this thing. And sometimes in wrestling, you actually have to give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? And people wanted to see this. I knew that. And listen, of course I knew it would create buzz. When I did a little run-in and I laid him out, I didn't realize how much buzz it would create, like way more than I thought.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome being in that environment, that GCW environment, because those fans really hated me.
Like, you are the opposite of everything they love.
Yes. And that is something I've wanted to do for so long, is be a real, like, be me. I'm not like becoming Mr. Mean Guy Matt. I'm me, but this portion of the audience doesn't like me, and that's great. And I'm not going to force them to like me. If they don't like me, there you go. Or buy the shirt, prowrestlingtees.com/Matt Cardona.
So there are so many parallels here. Like when I see that and I think, what could happen? What might happen? Oh my God. I think to Lawler in ECW. I think of Jim Cornette popping up there. I think of Tommy Dreamer not fitting that mold.
Yes.
There's so many of these in the past. And I mean, we're in Nashville. Tommy Dreamer's like two floors down from us right now. He's been in a very similar situation with arguably less dangerous people, as crazy as that sounds. Like, have you spoken to him about that, about any like advice he might have?
I don't listen. I'm going into this match, this fight, whatever, death match, whatever it is. I'm going in there to win. Like, if he knocks me out, okay, I lost. But I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to run away. Like, once I'm in, I'm in. And like I said, I have nothing to lose. He has everything to lose. So that's the scary thing, or it should be for him, because I'm not trying to prove anything to these people. I don't want them to be like clapping afterwards, or like give me the thumbs up, or like respecting me. I don't give a shit. I just want to win.
I was going to ask if you think that reaction that you got is rooted in respect. Because, I mean, obviously every single person in that building knew who you were.
Yeah.
Whether or not they had ever seen a match of yours or sat through a match of yours or liked you or listened to a podcast, they knew who you were. Do you think any of that is rooted in respect? But it's like, well, that's just not what we want here. Not here. Do it somewhere else.
It's like 50-50, because after I laid him out and I had to go to the back, okay, there's no like guardrail. Yeah. There's no security guards. There's just fans at the apron. I'm like, holy shit. Like, what if someone swings at me? I'm going to have to swing back. So I think some people are there as part of the show. They want to just hate me. And I think some of them genuinely do hate me. And that's fine.
And I mean, legitimately, you were in the Druid getup, like backstage the whole time. Totally. I had somebody reach out and they were like, we did not know that he was there. And this is somebody who worked the show.
I'm taking this very seriously. You know, I want this to be the best possible thing it can be. And I think so far we're both doing a great job promoting it.
Yeah.
We're promoting it as much as we can. If you check out the Major Pod Network YouTube channel, I unboxed his bootleg micro brawler. It's not even a real micro brawler. This guy's a bootleg wrestler and a bootleg micro brawler. So I unboxed that. Listen, we're doing what we can, right?
Yeah, my God. There's just like so much of this that fascinates me, because this came out of nowhere and it became the hottest thing in wrestling throughout the summer. And it was before there were fans at AEW full-time. It's before there were fans at WWE full-time. And now you all are doing it in a week where they're kind of getting all those back on July 24th at GCW Homecoming. That wasn't it, though. Like, he showed up at one of your functions.
Yeah.
Posted it on the Twitter.
That's right.
Twitter got hundreds of thousands of views.
That's
like, people,
a
lot of them. Like, there's a lot of people that are interested in this. And I mean, I could tell there were some people there that were not expecting that. Some law enforcement.
So when I'm in his environment, I'm the bad guy. Mm-hmm. But when he's in my environment, he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
That's what's so interesting. And I think that will be the interesting dynamic at Homecoming, because my fans are going to be there too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they're buying the tickets. So you're welcome, GCW.
It's close to your stomping ground.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool atmosphere. And when Nick came to Jimmy's Famous Seafood, I don't know if you can see in the clip, but he has a fork. Like, this guy's a legitimate fork. Like, he's going to stab somebody. That's like dangerous. I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, that's not normal.
Do you think that was his first time at Jimmy's Famous Seafood?
100%. That's like a nice establishment.
So also, do you think it's the first time at a seafood joint, period?
He's probably been to like Red Lobster.
Red Lobster? You think so?
Yeah.
I would love to see him ordering at Red Lobster. I would like the fucking crab legs.
Listen, like, you cannot take away everything he has built.
Of course.
Right? He this past year alone, like, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, you know who Nick Gage is. Maybe you haven't seen one of his matches or whatever, but you know who he is. And I don't want to say like I'm using him and using GCW, but like at the end of the day, like, I kind of am. I'm using them to further my career, to add another title to my collection of titles, and to just, you know, keep moving forward. I don't know what to say. Like, he is just, like, this is not the goal. Like, I'm going to have this death match with Nick. No, I'm going to beat him. I'm going to move on.
Really? So you're ready to immediately put it behind you afterwards?
Well, I mean, I want to represent the company, sure. Be the face of the company that the GCW universe. I don't understand why they don't like that either, the GCW universe. It's a championship. It's not a belt, guys. It's a championship.
So what have your interactions with Brett Lauderdale, with GCW, how have they been? I mean, obviously.
I haven't gotten paid yet, I'll tell you that.
Really?
Yeah. He's a shady dude as well. But he knows that I could be the face of his company. And I have teeth. I have nice teeth. I go to the dentist every 4 months. You don't want someone like Nick Gage on a poster board. You don't. Like, you, it's cool every once in a while. Like, okay, the hardcore death, but then it gets old.
He is a special attraction,
how
though.
How many times you get, okay, death match, yeah. Light through, we get it.
Death matches are not my thing. They're, I mean, this will be, I mean, I watch a buddy of mine, Akira, I watch his matches, but I don't watch a lot of death matches. This will be the first type of thing like that I've watched right. In a while. And I mean, that can't be lost on you either, that you're getting an audience that doesn't usually watch Nick Gage to right. watch. Like, it works both ways there.
Sure. Listen, there's not going to be a tackle drop down, get it against spot. There's probably going to be things I don't – like, if he has that light tube and he hits me with it, that's going to suck. Like, I'm not going to lie. It's going to suck. But GCW, at the end of the day, whether they want to admit it or not, I know they need me. And I'm here to save them because, like, they're almost there. They're almost at that mainstream, and they need someone like me to be the face of the company.
Fight TV does love them. I talked to Mike Weber. He loves them. Loves them.
Well, wait till I'm on the posters. Those downloads are going to go up.
There you go.
Right?
So, I mean, I hit you up one time, and I was like, maybe have Mojo help you. And you said, no, no. No.
Mojo, like, listen, I'm not sharing this heat. This is my heat. That's what you said. I'm not sharing this heat. This is my heat. I'm doing all this hard work. Mojo can go do TMZ Sports or whatever he's doing now.
I told him that in the middle of an interview, and he died laughing. I was like, he said he's not going to share any heat with you. No. He's like, I don't blame him. No. I don't blame him. It's hot. It's hot.
I earned it. But listen, at the end of the day, this is going to be a fight. It's going to be dangerous. I could get legitimately fucked up. But that's the risk I'm, you know, willing to take to, you know, as of now, my plan is, full disclosure, Saturday, win the title. Sunday, fly to L.A., do Universal Studios Hollywood, and then do Disneyland Monday and Tuesday, celebrate with the GCW title. That is my goal.
You're going to do the full, I'm going to Disney, Disney World.
I'm going to Disneyland, the original. Disneyland. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know the difference.
Disney World is East Coast, Disneyland, okay. West Coast. But okay. I mean, that's my plan. The flight's booked. Yeah.
Oh, man. This is such a fascinating story that has unfolded.
And Brett knows that.
I bet Brett didn't pay for the flight, did he?
I was going to say, he did pay for the flight.
He paid for the flight. Listen, the travel's done.
He knows when I win that title, he got that nice briefcase. I want a purple briefcase with all cash. No PayPal, right? No PayPal, friends and family, just cash. No Venmo, none of that BS. I want a purple briefcase.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
With cash.
You gonna blow Brett a kiss and then like hit the bricks?
Ah, I think we should do like a finger point pick afterwards.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that Emil guy, the ring announcer?
Yes.
I'll spit in his face and then I'll leave.
You've had some heat with him in the past, yeah?
He is like, there's like pieces of shit and then he's like the biggest piece of shit ever.
Man.
And that's legitimate. Like that's not like some storyline thing. Like I'm not like, hey, I just said this about you. No, I really think you're a piece of shit.
Woo, GCW homecoming, and then like beyond that.
But think about all the like the major wrestling for a podcast. We're like this merch like phenomenon. Imagine all that GCW merch. Like if I'm the face of the company, foam titles, maybe titles for the figures. You know what I'm saying? Think Brett needs to think big picture. Nick is so like niche. I'm like a worldwide superstar, and that's why the GCW universe, they will learn to love me.
And even beyond that, like full disclosure, this is 1 week before. I'm going to drop this interview in like the middle of the week. Sure. But it's like as if things weren't dangerous enough for you. You're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to have a rivalry with my ex-girlfriend on TV too. And and your former best friend. Like,
I didn't plan that either.
Well, obviously, like they're putting the boots to you. Two people that were very important in your life.
Yes.
So how are you feeling right now? And by the way, your fiance just debuted in another company week ago.
She did.
With a cast on her arm.
I mean,
like there's a lot of stuff going on in your life.
I don't know who my partner is going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be Kelly.
You all will know by now. You told me it's not Dixie Carter.
It's
you posted
not
it.
Dixie Carter.
Now, why should I go?
I wish it was Dixie Carter. It's not Awesome Kong. It's not Santina. It's not Stang.
I wish it was Stang.
It's not. I mean,
I got to watch Sting wrestle live. I would love to get to watch Stang wrestle live.
I would love to watch Sting versus Stang.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. I would love that too. I told Gallows that because he doesn't own the fake Kane gimmick,
right,
he should do fake Kane for Talking Chop Mania.
I like that.
And then like him and Stang can build
a
thing.
Sure. Well, Stang is kind of like the major Wrestling for a Podcast IP.
Yeah.
And then Heath illegally used it for a Talking Shop. So technically, I can get Michael Dawkins and sue them all.
That's true. But Forbidden Doors, man.
That's
like,
right, that's true.
Nobody's got a contract anymore. Everybody's like free and clear. They're doing the Samoa Joe 2015 thing. Mm. So you've been with Impact for a while. You had a bit of a hiatus. How are things with you guys?
With Impact?
Yeah.
I love Impact. It's great. It's so much fun. I have a lot of creative freedom. I feel like I'm wanted there. And I feel like there's opportunities there. And all I've ever wanted was opportunity. And that's what I feel like I have an Impact. So it's great. Like I love coming this next 4 days. Gonna have some kick-ass matches. There's gonna be fans there. Get to beat up Brian Myers, which is a plus. And I love it. So
we did have a reader question ahead of this. A Chelsea G from Canada asked how many dips you take when you tan.
What? I call it the triple dip. It's you just tan in a bed and then spray twice. The triple dip.
The triple dip?
Yeah, because if you tan in a bed and then get a spray, it's a double dip. But I spray twice, so it's a triple dip.
Like immediately back to back?
I lay in the bed. I wish I could like not change, but I change like into my clothes. You can't walk across the hall naked.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
And then I undress again, spray, and then immediately after spray.
See, all this is foreign to me. I've never spray tanned ever in my life, so this is all it's all foreign to me. Well, speaking of Chelsea, not to say that this was the same Chelsea that that you know, but she debuted in Ring of Honor. Had you ever had any conversations with them? Like when
very loosely, and that's not like off the table. That's the best part about what I'm doing right now, is that I can show up anywhere, and it's legitimately so fun for me because I'm not tied down anywhere. I'm sure eventually I will be, but right now I can just go anywhere. I can show up on SmackDown tonight if I wanted to. But that's the cool thing, is that I can do anything, go anywhere. Ring of Honor. I'd love to wrestle Mike Bennett in Ring of Honor if he's watching this. Mike Bennett, I know he's a little afraid of me.
He had a great match against Jonathan Gresham last weekend.
I did not see the whole thing. So this is a funny story. So Ring of Honor was on Fight. I ordered it. But I had to record something for Major Wrestling for a podcast. So like I paused the feed and like recorded. Then I went back down and I thought it was live. I thought it was like a live feed. And Chelsea texts me, like, I'm about to go out. So I'm watching and like then Mike Kanellis comes out. And then I'm like, wait a minute. And then they have the match. And I thought they like cut her. I'm like, what the fuck? I was flipping out. And then I'm going through Twitter and then I see like Deonna tweets. I'm like, what? And I realized I was just on a delayed feed.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that match was great. I thought their show was really good. And around the turn of the year, like I would always have people say, oh, you watch ROH every week. Who do you think they should pick up? And I was like, people like Ethan Page, Zicky Dice, Matt Cardona, who can go in the ring, but also have these vivid personalities to contrast what they do so well with,
right.
Like to add to a lot of these.
Like, and I think EC3 is doing great over there.
He's doing really good. But so, I mean, you're open to that.
100%. I'm open to pretty much anything, really.
And I mean, we've seen like the New Japan USA stuff integrate over here.
Sure. Book Matt Cardona at gmail.com. Let's talk, baby.
And would you carry the GCW title into all those?
Why not? Or I'll just hang it, you know, in my toy room or my office.
Speaking of major wrestling figure pod, major pod network, y'all got a lot of stuff going on now.
I'm very, very busy, and it's a good busy because it doesn't feel like work because I'm doing what I love.
And I mean, like, I've mentioned this before, you all changed the market for wrestling figures, and
some people don't like us for that.
Yeah, so
it wasn't just us though. It was us, the pandemic. It all kind of hit, you know, within the same 3-year period, you know?
And I mean,
not just in wrestling figures, like across the board, cards, other action figure lines.
Yeah, I mean, cards have been blowing up over the last year. And I mean, like, there are things like Toy HQ, Toy Vomit, all due respect to them, love them. They're my favorite toy store in the world. I didn't know they were there until you all did your video.
You're welcome, Toy Vomit.
And I go there multiple times a month now.
They're awesome. I was just DMing with them today because they just post stuff like, going on the floor tomorrow, and then I'll DM them, I need that, you know, get that special treatment.
And now I'm there 2 or 3 times a week, and that's got to happen with hundreds, if not thousands, of other people.
And I hope that happens with all the toy stores. Like, that's kind of like our goal. If we, you know, do a vlog in someone's toy store, that we generate like traffic and business for them. It's like kind of like a win-win for everybody.
And I mean, it goes in a big circle because you all have these connections formed. Like, these toy stores are going to want you to come there. I mean, as if they didn't already like open early for you guys to do walkthroughs and stuff like that. Yeah. They see the impact.
Right.
I remember Toy Vomit telling me like they had to hire help around that time or something. I believe that's what they had told me at one point. Like, that's a fan. That's got to make you feel good too, that you're changing the industry in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to break down like the barriers at the end of the day. Like, it's not like the 40-year-old virgin where the guy was a virgin. He has all this stuff on display. Like, we want people to just be proud of what they collect and their hobby and stuff like that. And I think we're doing a good job. And I'm hoping that, like, you know, like right now there's like Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con. You cannot deny that that's like a pop culture like event. And, like, so many toy companies show their toys there. It's, like, a big deal. Like, what if there was some sort of, like, Toy-Con? You know, but I'm saying on this grand stage.
Yes.
You know?
And to be fair, Andy Switzer sold his toys for $500,000 on the 40-year-old Virgin. He got to start his electronics store because of his toys.
It's possible. That's what you have.
So, again, final words before GCW Homecoming because, man, this is a highly anticipated match. I'll ask you this.
Okay.
What's the last match of yours you looked forward to as much as this? Was it recent? Has it been a while?
What's great about this past year or so is that I've had these matches that I'm really looking forward to. You know, whether it be Brian one-on-one or this match tomorrow at Slammiversary, me and somebody against Brian and Tennille. So, like, I look forward to all these matches as opposed to, like, okay, I'm at Raw. What am I doing? Oh, you're running around the ring a bunch of times looking for the 24/7 title. Like, that's just not, like, creatively fulfilling. It's not fun.
And I think that title could be fun.
It could be. But they've been doing the same thing for 3 years. How long has the title been around? Three years?
2.5 okay. years. And that's my thing. It's like, I remember when it was the Headbangers.
Title 24/7 stuff was great.
It was.
They have done some cool stuff with this, but now it's repetitive.
I mean, even like the DDT title that they do where it – I think a copy of the Young Bucks book won that title one time because Britt Baker fell asleep with it on top of her and they counted the pin.
That's great.
Like, that stuff is ridiculous and fun. I don't expect WWE to do that, but there's a lot more that could be done. Well, Matt, thank you so much again.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm buying my dinner, right?
Yeah, of course.
The room service is expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't checked it out. We were about to go check out the lobby.
The lobby, restaurant, the room, it's pretty expensive. So yes. The company card, the Fightful card.
I heard Scott D'Amore was taking care of just a couple Canadians. I mean, come on. You've done business with Jimmy Van. You know.
You're talking about not getting paid for something.
you're telling me. You're telling me.
Hey, I said I wouldn't get paid for that first magazine.
I know.
I wait, but I said, hey, if you want us back. There needs to be some compensation. Hey,
speaking of talking shop, and you can get around the IP. Just use Zack Ryder with an H there.
No, I would never do that. Zack Ryder's dead.
Dead.
I love, you know, Zack Ryder. Like, everything that happened, that whole run was awesome. That's the reason I'm talking to you right now. I'm so grateful for it. A lot of great memories, but it's in the past. Like, I'm not doing like the Honky Tonk Man run where I'm trying to spell my name with, like, you know, a different letter and just. Same gear, same moves. I'm not trying to do that. You know, I'm trying to evolve, have fun. I feel like I'm in the prime of my career. And I'm not saying I'll never be Zack Ryder again, but my goal right now is like, what can I do to get back to WWE? What can I do to be Zack? I don't know. That I'm having more fun now. And people are going to say I'm lying, but I made more money this year than I made ever in my career.
Really?
Because, well, I'm hustling. I'm working my ass off. Yeah. I'm working every day doing something. I'm shipping out, you know, we had a virtual signing with Chelsea's figure. You know, yeah, I'm doing the work and the hustling. But it's fun. It feels great. And that's all I've ever wanted to do is work hard. It sucks when you, like, are told you can't. Like, not that you can't work hard, but you have nothing to work for, if that makes sense. You
know? Well, Zack Ryder's dead. I hope Matt Cardona doesn't die at GCW Homecoming.
I hope so too. You and me both, bro.
Until next time, guys. We're out.
See ya.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line. Prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.